All right.
All meetings order. Do we have any modifications? Is that a grunt no, or?
I said no.
Oh. Just speak up, I'm getting old, I don't hear so well.
Right.
Well, let's get you out of here.
Okay.
Unless you wanna stay for the rest of the meeting.
No, I'm all right, but thanks for the offer. So this came about rather late in the game, but the fire department would like a new truck, and they'd like the town to buy it for them, so I reached out. I don't have much information, other than it'll be approximately $750,000, and it won't be available for 2 years-ish. So I reached out to this finance company and got a quote on what a lease to own would look like for a $750,000 truck. Option one, the first payment would come due next year, which would mean we would have to amend the budget at town meeting to include these lease figures if this purchase was approved. Option two would be lock in financing now, but don't make the payment for 2 years, so it would come into play when we're working on the budget next year. I had her quote a 5-year lease and a 7-year lease in both situations. These are the figures. So I guess it's up to you guys whether you would like to include this on your warning. If so, there is an article on there right now. I don't know what article it is, but Kent and I put it together. And my recommendation was going to be option two with a 7-year lease. So we wouldn't have to amend the budget at town meeting.
So it'll be $134,808.48 every year?
Ish, she said. I said,
ish.
Are these numbers subject to change between now and March? And she said, right now we believe we're in a decreasing rate environment, but with all the uncertainty around world events, it makes sense to slightly increase the payment to help cover any unexpected rate bumps. The good news is, if rates do come down, as we're hopeful they will, by the time the town is ready to lock, you'll be in an even better position. So the way it's worded on the warning is a 7-year lease with payments with yearly payments not to exceed $150,000.
You want to read it?
Yeah, could you?
To see if the town will approve the select board to lease to own a new fire engine at an amount not to exceed $750,000 for the exclusive use of the Stratton Mountain Volunteer Fire Company. The lease to be for 7 years with a yearly installment not to exceed $150,000 per year. This amount to be added to the general fund budget beginning of fiscal year 2028, with the first payment due in March 2028.
And I'm obviously not on the fire department, so I don't have the answers as to how much this is needed right this instant. I don't know if it's something that could be postponed until after the reappraisal is done, so we're not.
Ray was saying this is for the, he said the truck they're replacing is like 30 years old, so I know we did a couple in the 2000s, so this is something they bought in the mid-90s. Was it
1994, I think, is what the insurance card says.
Yeah, they must be getting rid of the Ford.
Yeah. Standard ship when we drive it.
So I guess my question to you is, do you want it on the warning, and if so, it's warned as option two with a 7-year lease, meaning we wouldn't amend the budget at town meeting. We would budget for it for fiscal year 28 and beyond, if it gets passed at town meeting, I guess.
So, just to kind of highlight what Ray was saying, and I did talk to Matt a little bit, just that it takes a while to get one in, obviously. I don't know,
2 years.
At least 2 years, and it sounded like maybe longer.
No, you guys said
2 years. And so they wanted to start moving on it, just, you know, get everything started.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't really order it without having some approval from the town that they're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's That's why they wanted it on here this year.
Another option to order the truck and wait until closer to delivery to lock in the financing, but that makes it kind of hard to budget for, so.
Yeah.
I'd rather know now.
Well, I think we ought to bite the bullet and do what you recommend right now. If you try to postpone it and jiggle and juggle and you get tangled up in figures and numbers and time.
And the price is only going to go up.
Yeah.
They're definitely,
Once you lock the price in for this, and that's the price. This would go on to this year's meeting, but it doesn't affect this year's budget. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Allie did say something about, possibly it might be a good idea also to consider waiting until after the reappraisal's paid for. But
when's the reappraisal?
2028.
Well, it'll be paid for over the next two budget years. So it's about $260,000 split over the next 2 years.
So that's the 20s.
So this first lease payment would overlap with the second reappraisal payment. So next year's budget will not be going down.
Skip a year of paving, we save some money.
I guess that sounds a little better than it's going up.
What do you think?
I mean, once it's on the warning, the town still has to approve it at town meeting. It's not set in stone at this point, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully somebody will be there to discuss it a little better. So they didn't submit a report for the year.
From the fire department?
No, they're just the. Yeah. I asked, today I said something to Ray. I said, you guys, you hold your meetings in the middle of January. And that's when we have to have all this shit together and sent off for our town report, because we've got to have the town report out.
Well, I think in general, this is a little bit off the subject of this figure, but I think seeing what you guys go through with all these appropriations. I think when the appropriations get sent out next October, the check, I think there ought to be a note in there that says your appropriation request is due by November 27th or whatever, the end. And if it's not in, you don't fucking get it. And seriously, politely just say, I don't know that you word it like that, but it's bullshit that these guys are calling people and texting people and emailing people, begging them to get their shit together so we can fucking give them money. It's a bunch of horseshit. So I think when those checks go out, there ought to be a little note in there that says, as a reminder, if you want an appropriation from us, this is we want it by December 1, drop dead. And if we don't have it, you will not be included.
Will not under the selectman's power. But they could do a petition.
That's fine, but make them work for it. Because they put you guys through a lot of shit. Yeah. And that's a pain in the ass. It shouldn't have to be that way.
Oh, no.
They could have the common courtesy to send a fucking letter in. I used to do it, and because I had you guys hounding me, but it was,
Recorders on.
Sorry. But I think going forward, it's not too much to ask. That we're giving these people money and I'm happy to do it, but I think
when you can,
I think
get things
these guys have enough to do without having to babysit 40 different entities that want free money from us.
Yeah.
Basically, is what I'm saying.
I think what you said makes a lot of sense. I'm all for it. Take a day and say.
All right, so I'll help you. You can help me write that letter that gets mailed out with the checks.
I don't think it has to be anything real elaborate. I think it's simple little note card that just says this is when we need them by, and there will be no exceptions.
A lot of this stuff grants are shit with deadlines. If you don't meet the deadline, you don't get the grant. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you. So unless you have questions with me.
So do you want a motion on that option? Is that how you'd like to do it?
No, you can just approve. If you disapprove this, it'll clerk, if you agree not to take it off, otherwise I'll go print one with it off of there. I think is as much as you need to do about it.
You're good.
Okay, thank you, Ellie. Cool.
Thank you.
Keep the fire going, good.
Yeah.
It has some brains around.
Do you want, anybody want to see what this is? And just go ahead and get it approved.
Yeah.
Because we need signatures from all the everybody present. Mm-hmm.
Who's up this year?
Me. Well, you always.
You always. Who's the 3-year one?
Is it you?
I don't know.
Coop got 3 years, didn't he?
It's Coop, Greg, and I that usually get the 3 years.
Yeah.
What did you?
I think it's Greg.
I don't remember.
I've got it. I've got it in the notes for the moderator because that's where it comes out. But it doesn't go into the morning.
I mean, have we gone up with the moderator yet?
We'll figure it out. You can do it.
No.
No thanks. You want to finish, Chris?
Yeah, I should look at it. I don't want to do it because I swear too much. I have a foul mouth.
Somebody said maybe Diane Niederhauser might.
I threw her out there just because she seems to be interested in things. And, she's pretty with it. You know.
But I didn't get anything that seemed certain that Lamar wasn't going to make that.
Oh, he's not going to make it.
Oh, okay.
No, no, there's a trip to Nashville.
Okay.
Want us to go ahead and sign this, Ken? Do you want
the sign copy?
I'll make a motion that we approve the warning as presented.
I think we'll keep him here if there's plenty of snowmobile left.
He was snowmobile in Nashville.
It was in a second.
That's a second, yeah.
I'll concur.
Looks good to me. He just needs
to
sign it out.
All present sign. I've got to get the report with this in it to the printer Wednesday.
This Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that, Ken?
Pre-pro up in this.
Yeah.
I just put it into a PDF and email it to them.
Ah, okay.
And then they can.
Yeah.
Typically.
See you, Alec. Take care.
Do we want to talk about the town forest now, or?
So, yeah. Fisher said you can call him if you want, if you have questions. I've got his phone number. He said, if you want to discuss it, you can go into executive session if you want to. If you think it's necessary, if you vote on accepting their terms, you need to come out and do that immediately.
Well,
it's
I'm all for going to court. I don't know how anybody else feels.
And Oklahoma wants to do that, so.
I think I am, too. I just don't want to be, every freaking time we do something up there, I have to kiss their, third party.
Either we can do it to their satisfaction sometimes, but they're going to be down our neck every time we do anything.
They're going to hold everything up
every year.
But is that going to be the case even if we win?
No, like I was saying earlier, if you were to. My understanding would be that the judge, if this went to court and they were to find in our favor. It would probably be just by defining what recreation means, mm-hmm. you would still be obliged to follow what the deed says.
What the deed says, yeah.
And you would also, and he may even stipulate something like you do need to notify Nature Conservancy if something like this comes up again prior to, regardless of whether you think it's in compliance or not, just to keep them in the loop. Yeah. Something like that. I don't. That's just a guess. But that's only if he were to lean in our direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst case, you know,
they may not. But as far as I can say, we haven't really done anything wrong. But
no, I don't think so either. It's just an interpretation of recreation. They mm-hmm. want to insist on this.
And it didn't really say in the deed specifically footpaths, but or foot trails. And it said it in there, but it wasn't. It was recreation, this and that, and foot trails.
So you could,
or something like that.
You could do horses and stuff in there too, I think, or something. Wasn't that part of it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I forget now.
Well, it falls into the definition of recreation for the state of
Ohio. I don't have an issue with Sultan Court.
I mean,
Boomer, I'm pretty sure.
The whole part of their, that, their expert thing has irked me right from minute one.
Yeah.
I mean, why is he more of an expert than our guy?
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, don't go up and, there with their expert, but they don't want our expert to go along with them.
Yeah, exactly. And that's bugged me right from minute one. I just I don't like that.
Me right
you bring somebody neutral. You know, I mean, not that we choose or they choose.
And they said they had to search for a long, long time to find their expert.
They had to search for a yes man.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, exactly.
Well, I would guess, if you're fairly certain about that, just do a motion to reject their agreement,
so
their terms of agreement.
You move the second.
I second it.
Done. Let's have at it.
All concur.
Aye. Concur. Yes, Your Honor.
Like we say, guys, they're number one.
All right, well, that's done. Excellent. For all these year and a half,
been doing.
So far, I mean, it's to a point.
Yeah. Road to issues?
Oh, I have two things that need signatures. One of them is the yearly mileage certificate. We do this every year. There are no changes to our road mileage, so we just have to sign this and then we file it. So if you guys sign that. And then I have a temporary access permit from Pitts Logging, and they're doing a they bought one of the timber projects out of Grout Pond, and I gave them like verbal permission to go ahead and get started because
is that the two teams?
PITTS, yeah, Pitts and Sons Logging. They really don't. There's nothing they have to do. There's no ditch. There's no culvert. There's no nothing. They have put up signs. They did that on their own. I didn't even ask them to put signs. It's really just more of a formality, but you know, this way if
I think you did that because they could come down the gravel pit and get the gravel for the entrance. Yeah. So this must be on the front.
Actually, I think Kent has to sign it too. Maybe I think, and then I can either email it or whatever. And then this is for that access permit. Not a ton of stuff going on. Obviously, you probably have all heard about the salt shortage, and I think we're doing okay as far as salt goes, but we are trying not to use it at all costs. You know, I mean, we're trying to definitely limit our use of it.
Like, hey, it was beautiful driving around just the snow.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What happened over by the mount today, though, it started getting packed into ice, yeah. And then everybody started sliding off the road. That's why we did it this afternoon.
Yeah, well,
but we didn't use any during the storm at all. I mean, and that's kind of our thing. And I haven't even been really salting out the grout pond much this winter, all winter. You know,
almost makes sense. Yeah, he's done it anyway. You know what I mean?
He just files it.
Don't
yeah.
You think?
Yep.
As long as it's staying snow.
Right. Right.
But
yep.
Like I said, once
yeah.
It starts icing up.
I also
made a little slush, and now we get a little flurry on top of it, and now you can't see it.
Now it's slime.
It's yeah. Slippery, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a rack of I guess I got called out. I was
yeah, then somebody hit a guardrail over by Forrester Road.
Oh, okay. Morning. That's where it was.
And then there was a bunch of slide offs, and it's just, you know, for people driving like idiots.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I've also informed. I think I've told you guys about this, but in the past, sometimes on the weekend, if the ski area, if Hunter runs out of salt over there at the ski area, I'll give him a load and then he returns it.
Yeah.
And he's always been fine about it, but I pretty much shut him off. I've just said, because he can't get it now. They've shut him off. And a lot of private contractors, and they're trying to concentrate on the states and the municipalities. And mm-hmm. I don't really know what the root of this shortage is. I don't know. I think
yeah.
Last year there was like a mine failure in Western New York, and I think that caused this guy like a huge influx in customers, and the trucking is a problem. And depending upon, everybody has a different story. We've had six different truckers in there, and it's like, no, he's got plenty of salt. It's the trucking that he can't provide. Then the next guy comes in, oh no, he's almost out of salt. Until the next boat comes in, and so. But anyway, we're trying to be very careful with it, and hopefully, you know, I think we're going to be okay. And I've had to order more sand because we're chewing through a ton of sand too.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of material. We're going over budget on our winter stuff. Yeah. Allie just gave me the rundown. We've almost blown it. I mean, it's been an expensive winter.
It snows every day,
and there's been a lot of labor. A lot of it's material, and it's a lot of labor.
Can I ask you a question with that temporary permit?
Yep.
I'm sure, I think we've talked about it before, but that access is marked, right?
Yes.
And it's not anywhere near the controversial area?
It's past it. It's beyond
okay.
It's beyond the Tarbell property.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, our truck, I hope to have within a week or two. It's Viking is done. It's gone out to the body shop for all the touch-up paint. I was hoping that I was going to have the figure from the Ford dealer that they'll buy our old one, but Travis didn't get it back to me. The reason that I was hoping to have it approved tonight was if Andy calls me and says, hey, you can pick your truck up Friday, I was hoping to we go right through Middlebury, drop that off, and get a check from him. But we may either have to put it off for 2 weeks. I mean, I could go get the new truck,
yeah.
And then a couple of us could run that one up and drop it off. Or I could call you for a special, like a quick special meeting or whatever. But we'll, I mean, if it sits down at the shop for another couple of weeks, it's not really going to matter. I mean, so. But we're pretty close to having the new truck. Other than that, it's just kind of like, we're just, you know, business as usual. The guys are sick of winter. So am I. I did, not that this is really a highway thing, maybe at some point I'll try to, I did look at other transfer stations around, you know, we had talked about pricing, and I think we're pretty much in line with everybody with the exception of construction debris and mattresses. We're way low, so we may want to, and I'll try to come up with a little better synopsis of it. I looked at like Londonderry, Windhall, Dover, and Wilmington, and were quite low, especially on construction debris, and mattresses were pretty low on. Yeah, or not just want to bring them here because we're $25 or $30 cheaper,
exactly.
So they can tack it on to their customer.
Yeah.
That they could charge them Wilmington's rate, but pay our rate.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't prove it, but I think there's a guy that comes into our dump a fair amount, you know, and maybe that'll persuade him to take it to the town that he's taking it out of, it said, you know. So.
Well, other than that, there's really not that much that I have, other than just pray for, you know, think spring.
Yep.
Pray for spring.
How many days are good now?
Too many.
Just the spring.
For my birthday or the day after?
Day after my birthday.
It's written right up there on the calendar.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Not quite. I can see that one, but I can't see that one.
That's the Braille one, isn't it? You have to go up and touch it.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It
came with a magnifying glass.
Okay. Town hall right area. Nothing. Minutes, last reading. Any other business?
Chris, second.
I did.
No.
Any other business that may legally come before the board?
Welcome to Germs.
So moved.
Perfect.
Good.
GMP is going to be at the